Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As Greg would say, oh, Sunday night. We got a game on Sunday night, and you got a chance to be there. Listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Lions Sunday Ooh. Against the Rams. And how about this? Passes to the Lions VIP tailgate, Eastern Market, by the Bullseye Group. Here's the deal. The Lions VIP tailgate is back by the Bullseye Event Group. All you can eat, open bar as well for 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets, or you could win them with us in the next hour. You need to listen for a drop. It's a very specific drop. It's going to be Stoney's voice saying, hey man, I'm just trying to get laid. When you hear that, call in, win your tickets, Lions Rams on Sunday.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I tell you what, this is a tough ticket to get. And because we've already talked about season tickets sold out, waiting list, standing room only, like you are looking at the secondary market and trying to make that decision. Do I want to buy in this early in the season? Game one, which this could have playoff implications.
Oh, yeah.
NFC opponent. Tonight's game, Packers, Eagles, could have playoff seeding implications. Boy, everybody wants to be there.
The Lions are the hottest ticket in town. You got a chance to win them. Be listening for the drop this hour. We're going to take phone calls on the Michigan-Texas game and the Lions-Rams game. John, the question is, can people describe their emotions heading into this game and this season? Right, there's been a lot of talk. Where are you at emotionally on the first football Friday of the Lions season, on the eve of the season? 248-539-9797. And we'll take score predictions too, but I just emotional check-in, John. Could you use one word to describe how you're feeling?
One word is tough because it is... I can't believe we're talking about emotions so early here on a Friday morning because of the emotions of the Michigan-Texas game. If I can try and step back and think about all of the things that we've talked about leading up to this season, all the times that we were out at training camp leading up to the ultimate moment of starting off against the Rams, the one word I would give is confident. Mm. A very confident in this team. And this isn't going to be one. And we talked about it yesterday with Stoney. Are they going 17-0? No. I'm more bullish than most when I say 14-3. I know that's a very bold prediction, but I'm confident, and that confidence not going to be shaken with a loss here or there. You simply have to get into the playoffs, because once you do, this team has the talent, has the depth, has the explosiveness to win in the playoffs, home or away. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I am going into this season, I don't want to say more than one word. I'm confident.
Yeah, you can elaborate beyond your one word, but I just think it makes it easy.
It gives me a sense of calm.
Yeah.
And so I can be excited. I can go in and enjoy the emotional swings of a game, because we will get wrapped up in Matthew Stafford throws to Cooper Kupp in a touchdown. Oh, no! Like, we can have those moments. And then Jared Goff responded, especially early in the season last year, interception, and then it responds with a touchdown drive every single time. Now, I'm not calling for an interception, but I just have the confidence that this offense, second year of Gibbs, second year of Laporta, it's an offensive line that I believe is the best in the NFL. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown, the coming out party of Jameson Williams. I have all the confidence in the world that this is not just a good, but a great team.
My word is surreal.
Okay.
It's surreal that we're in this position, and I don't want to take that for granted. I really want to try to bask in what this season is for the Lions. It's a season 30, 40, 50, 60 years in the making. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to take that for granted, that we have a football team that is plenty good enough to win the Super Bowl, that is in that upper tier, that top 2, 3, 4 teams, however you slice it, don't need to get caught up in it. They're good enough. And I want to make sure that we appreciate every moment this season. They're not all going to be good moments, to your point. Yep. They're not going 17-0. But as you settle into Sunday night, like, we're showing up to watch the Super Bowl caliber Detroit Lions.
It's
maybe the Super Bowl champion Detroit Lions.
Surreal is a great way to describe it. And it does seem surreal. And especially for those, I mean, we get the calls all the time, are those that are in, you know, their mid-50s, 60s, even 70-year-olds that... And I talked to my neighbor the other day. He's walking by, can't believe the season's finally here. He said, you know, he's telling me the stories about watching the reel, going to his neighbors to watch the reel of the 57 championship. And he's like, I never thought in my life... He was a season ticket holder in the 60s. He thought that I bought him because I thought that they would be back. Like, I wasn't able to be there. I was too young to be there. I remember it. I watched it. But I was a season ticket holder in the 60s because I thought that they would be back at some point. And now it's 2024.
Yeah.
He never thought he would live this long to see the Lions have this chance, this optimism, and it's surreal to him and so many others.
Confident, surreal. What's the word, the emotion? And if you want to throw picks in, of course, hey, we can break down the matchup too. 248-539-9797. You guys got a word, either of you behind the glass? Tom, one word to describe the emotional?
We're so lockstep. You stole mine.
Oh, I did.
John.
Was it confident?
Yeah. We are such in unison when it comes to our belief on what's going to happen here. No guarantees. I don't think you could. I think their roster is so deep and loaded that you really... Well, you might get something close next year, that this is just going to happen.
Yeah,
I do. I believe that. That's confident, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not arrogant. I think.
No, it's not arrogant.
I don't think they have much of a weakness. And I think the past is buried. The people that are scared, I think, are just having a tough time getting through the surreal part of this.
Yeah.
And the past, because I just don't think it's relevant to what they've done here.
There are, I think, for those that are, and okay, I'll use the word scared. I think maybe a better one is apprehensive. Mm-hmm. There are two groups in the apprehensive category. One that says history, they can't do it back-to-back seasons. I've seen this story over and over, and it just setting myself up to be, you know, hurt. There's another one, though, that just says they're apprehensive because they need to see the proof. They need to see the proof, not offensively, or that this is a good team. They believe they're a good team, but they need to see the proof that the pass rush will be better, that the secondary with Tyrion Arnold, Ennis Rakestraw, all the new cast of characters, Amik Robinson, Carlton Davis, that it will be better than it was last year. They just simply, they need that data point against the Rams, and they're a passing team that the secondary and the pass rush will actually be better.
And I guess I'm not scared of the Packers, and I think people have PTSD with the Packers, with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. I think the tables have reversed. I think we're the Packers now, and they're the Lions. And Jordan Love's going to be Matthew Stafford, at best.
That would be awesome.
That's what I think. So guess what? Ooh, they go 12-5. Guess what? We go 13-4, 14-3, win the division.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. The word, the emotions on the Friday before the Lions kick off a Super Bowl caliber season. Nervous. All caps on the ticket text. Nervous for this season.
And I think that is, you know, you could use nervous, you could use scared, you could use apprehensive. There's a lot of people that are in that category simply because there's a lot of people have made bold predictions. Oh, they're going to the Super Bowl. They're winning the Super Bowl. And now we're going to actually hold your feet to the fire and we're going to see.
David in Westland, talk to us. Good morning. You're on 97.1. Mm-hmm.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. You know, thanks. John, you stole my word apprehensive, and I was telling the screener, you know, I remember 91. I was at the Silverdome. I was at that game. I remember the pain of losing the very next game. But in 92, it did not feel like this. And, yes, I was only 16 years old, but the feeling this year is completely different. I feel like I want to vomit. I feel like I want to cry. I feel jubilation. But I know deep down there's still always going to be that little bit of me that's going to be some sort of concern or worry because things happen, injury, whatever the case may be, the idiot fans that want to scream for Hooker, whatever. But regardless, I mean, I think we're on a path that has an inevitable end, and hopefully it means playing in February, and that's where I'm at.
Apprehensive was his word. That's who you were talking about. Fans who have seen it all. They know where the bodies are buried. They how did I get these scars, right? Yeah. I mean, they have seen the worst of the worst, and you're not quite sure how to handle the best of the best.
I'm also curious because I got a text from Coach Tom, and he uses the word apprehensive as well. I wonder how many people woke up this morning that watched that game last night. It was a heavyweight bout. It was pound for pound a great fight. And if you look at Lions offense, defense, special teams, if they were in that game against the Ravens, do you believe they would have won that game? If they were in that game, and we go back to last year, because they were in that game, they did win. But if this Kansas City team that we saw with the addition of Xavier Worthy, a second year of Rashee Rice, Pacheco coming out of the backfield. And obviously, when you look at the way that Patrick Mahomes was able to spread the ball around, I mean, you've got 7 receptions by Rashee Rice. You expect that, right? He's their number one receiver. Xavier Worthy, 2 catches, one of them for a touchdown. Noah Gray, 3 catches. Kelsey, 3 catches. Pacheco, 2. Watson, 1. P. Ryan, 1. You know, Mahomes caught his own pass that 1. He spreads the ball around to so many different weapons. How do you defend that? And I think there's a lot of people that woke up this morning probably with that a little bit of apprehension. Well, we're real confident that they're going to win the Super Bowl. Oh, but then we watched last night. Would they have been able to beat either of those teams last night?
They beat one of them last year. They lost the other one in an epic way.
That's last year, my friend.
I know. And you got to turn the page to this season. Where are you at? One word to describe your emotions heading into the season. We've got ticket text. We got people on hold. And yeah, if you want to talk Michigan football, we're going to go deeper at 7:35, but we'll take phone calls. It's 97.1.
Hey, looking for ways to level up your fitness? Well, the YMCA is always welcoming new members with no contract and no joiner fees. I'm loving the YMCA family membership with access to indoor pools, Les Mills group fitness, hundreds of machines, all with free child watch while you work out and for less than $3 a day. And today you can go and try the Y for free. Visit any of the 7 Metro Detroit locations and get a free guest pass. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find what moves you today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Describe your emotions, Lions fans, leading into week one of the most anticipated season in franchise history. Geeked on the ticket text. Cautiously optimistic. John, you said confident.
Yep.
I said surreal. Brian in Madison Heights says erect. We'll get to your phone calls. Kent in Blissfield, you're on 97.1. How you feeling?
Going well, going well. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I feel misery in the midst of all this excitement and jubilation that I've been hearing the last year and a half. But it's rightfully so. Detroit has reason to be happy. Detroiters, the fans, Michiganders, all of you, congratulations. However, I had, and I know you don't believe this, you don't have to, but in my office, I actually had the Lions facing the Cowboys in the NFC Championship last season. I don't think Detroit's going to make it this year, only because of the heartbreaking way they lost. The same way I don't think San Fran is going to make it because of the heartbreaking reason they lost. I think Detroiters are in for a huge disappointment this year.
And
however,
you think Dallas makes it to the NFC Championship game?
Dude, I've been praying for Dallas to make it, but right now they have to show me. They have to show me before I believe it. I'm hoping, but they have to show me. They've had the talent to do it for years. They just, for some reason, can't get over that hump. What's that?
28 years? Is that what it is?
Well, hey, Cowboys teams have some real good talent for much of that time. We just haven't been able to break. Even with Romo, those teams were pretty good. They just couldn't break that barrier. And I don't know what it is, but there's something there. But hopefully, there's a word. It's called, I think it's Schadenfreude or something like that, German or something.
Yeah, you enjoy the suffering of others. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's I'm the opposite of that right now. I'm the one suffering while everybody else is happy. But I have a feeling that by the end of this football season, it'll be the other way around, and I'll be the happy one, and everybody else will be miserable, and that's how the world is supposed to work.
No, it's not, Kent. You're not.
Good luck in November.
I was going to say, we're allowed to have nice things. And when he says hangover, I don't think it's a hangover. I think there's a hunger. I don't think this is a team that's wallowing in last year. I think it's a team super excited about the future. We are giving away tickets to Sunday's game. You got to be listening this hour. There's a Stony drop about getting laid. When you hear that, you're going to call in. You got a chance to win a pair of tickets to be there Sunday night. Saturday, noon, Michigan, Texas. Dan and Warren's been waiting. Dan, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm concerned with Michigan. I watched the Fresno State game, and where were all the new recruits? None of them made plays. They were all the old guard from last year or the year before. Mullins, and I just don't understand. They didn't either incorporate or didn't play any of the new recruits.
Well, I mean, young guys, by definition, they shouldn't be. You can get a five-star recruit or even a recruit that just plays much better, but I don't. When you do have guys that have been there for a while and proven themselves, I don't guess I understand what you're talking
about.
Dan,
is there a specific person you wanted to play? Were you
looking for Ben Hall to come in at running back?
No, I didn't have anybody in specific, but I thought I'd hear some new names. And the people that got into the game, well, didn't make the plays.
Well, Dan, by definition, there were a lot of new faces. They replaced like the entire offense. They didn't play well. I mean, maybe that's the disconnect. It's five new offensive linemen.
Kendrick Bell was a new name. He caught a pass.
Yeah, I mean, by definition, new quarterback. You're working in more backs, more receivers.
Jayshon Barham is a new name to Michigan. He's played pretty damn good. Jair Hill, sophomore. He played pretty good. I mean, there are new names that play good.
I was going to say, the definition, they played new names. They didn't necessarily play well. And that'd be my bigger concern with Texas, is getting those guys up front. What are you laughing at? We've got to get to more thoughts on this game at 7:35, because we want to get into a key question involving Michigan and Texas. But first, Heather with the news.
So the man who was caught flying a drone over Comerica Park during the Green Day concert is being investigated by the feds.
Oh.
He could be in some trouble. Detroit police did detain the man, but no arrests were made. But the case was forwarded to the FAA, and the FAA does ban the flying of drones in and around a radius of 3 nautical miles from stadiums or venues, starting 1 hour before and ending 1 hour after the scheduled time of this major event. And now the FAA don't have the power to pursue criminal charges, but they can fine drone operators a lot of money, over $30,000.
Hopefully that footage, did they confiscate the footage as well?
I have no idea. I mean, I would imagine so. They can also suspend or revoke this drone operator's certificates so that he's not going to be able to fly the drone
legally
anywhere else again. Yeah. Yep. Well, yes.
So I was there.
Yeah. Yes.
And it was weird because they're mid-song and they get rushed off the stage.
Yeah.
And you would have thought there would have been more panic. I think there was just confusion.
But you said people kind of knew that it was a drone. How did they know that? Were they watching the sky?
People were pointing up. They go, what's that green light? It's a drone. And then it's like, I didn't know no one could verify it. But right in the crowd, people thought the drone was why they left the stage, which kind of maybe took some of the tension away from the situation, because in today's day and age, you go to the worst case scenario. But just a weird moment.
Yeah.
But then 10 minutes later, they were back on.
And the concert was great after that. I mean, they rocked.
Yeah, very strange. The University of Detroit Mercy is climbing the ranks. So according to this new national ranking, U of D Mercy is now ranked in the top 50 universities in the country,
which
is pretty cool. And the school jumped 9 spots from last year, which is also pretty cool. Currently sits at number 43 in the nation, which is incredible. So U of D Mercy is Michigan's largest independent Catholic university, now offers more than 100 undergraduate, graduate, and professional academic degrees. There's other Michigan universities that sit within the top 50 of this ranking. This is the 2025 Wall Street Journal College Pulse ranking. The University of Michigan.
We're still in 24. Sorry. Yes. Just a weird observation.
Yes. The University of Michigan, number 22. And then U of D Mercy is at 43. Those are the only two Michigan schools that sit within the top 50. Of course, there's a lot of other schools on the list, but Michigan schools on the list, pretty cool. Yeah. The father of the Georgia high school shooter was arrested on Thursday and has been charged in connection to the massacre that took place on Wednesday morning. 54-year-old Colin Gray has been charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children. And officials say that the charges stem from him knowingly allowing his son to have a weapon. And sources are saying that he bought his son the weapon that was used, this AR-15-style rifle, as a Christmas gift last year. And that came just months after both the father and the son were investigated for making online threats to shoot up a school. Obviously, nothing came of that investigation at the time. The 14-year-old shooter has obviously been charged as well as an adult with 4 counts of felony murder. More charges are expected for him. Remember that big, massive Dan Campbell corn maze that kind of went viral several months ago? Well, it is set to open on September 28th at Choice Farm Market. This is in Weberville. Tickets are $14.99. Lions season ticket holders can get tickets for $12.99. And it includes the corn maze, of course.
Are they selling boneless wings for 50 cents?
You know what? I don't know. You have to go to Applebee's for that one, but it might be on the
Sponsored
way. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Lots of other things. There's a pumpkin house, fall photo ops, a cow train, whatever that is, all sorts of things. So the co-owner of the market said that she and her family have been planning the Dan Campbell-inspired Detroit Lions corn maze since last February, and it wasn't supposed to be leaked as early as it was, but there was that pilot who kind of saw it, took the video, photos of it, and it went viral. But now you can go, I guess, and kind of see it for yourself. You can't really see it unless you're
above it,
but right. You can go walk
out
through
out of body experience.
Exactly. Finally, that Michigan swimmer known as the Shark has given up on yet another quest to cross Lake Michigan. Yeah, spent 40 hours in the water. An online tracker showed that this guy, Jim Dreyer, returned to Grand Haven, which is where he started this long journey. He was planning to swim to Wisconsin. Didn't make it. He did post on Facebook. He said there were only 2 good hours in this 40-hour swim. If you were watching the tracker, I promise I wasn't drunk. We will talk after a sleep marathon. Thank you for all your support, your love, and prayers. This was his 4th attempt since 2023.
Is he going to keep trying?
Obviously, it sounds like he's very competitive with himself, at least, and it sounds like he really wants to do this again. So I would imagine he's going to keep trying. He has accomplished it in the past, so he knows he can do it once. Yeah,
20 years ago,
and now he's blaming GPS and then the water. It's like, dude, maybe he just can't do it anymore.
Blaming him. There are factors involved. I think it's pretty awesome that he keeps trying.
Yeah.
I want to see him succeed. I want him for himself to succeed, but it doesn't appear that it's in the cards.
He's doing a good job.
You know what, John? That's Heather with the news. Speaking of the Tigers, 802. If they actually do this, we're going to look back to last night and remember Parker Meadows. We'll give him some love at 802. We want to talk Michigan and Texas. A key question for the matchup. That's next. It's 97.1. What does Doug say at the start of that call? Does he say sexy Texas?
Sexy Texas. That's where Orgy is from.
Okay.
Saxy.
Saxy, not sexy.
No.
Texas.
No.
Okay. That's Doug Karsh, one half of the Michigan radio booth. Big game on Saturday. John, you guys will be taking it all in. Noon kick, Texas, Michigan. I have a true or false question for you.
Oh, okay.
True or false? This game decides whether Michigan gets in the playoffs.
False. I mean, it will be a data point, but if they lose this one, it doesn't mean they're eliminated from playoff contention. That's the difference this year, and we kind of thought that about Florida State against Georgia Tech. Does it eliminate them? No, but Boston College did. And so it doesn't eliminate them. It sure would be a nice feather in the cap as the playoff committee, you know, gathers in early November to say, you know, look back, wow, that was a good win. But it does shrink your margin for error, especially now that we've seen maybe USC is a little better than we thought, Oregon was that team, as well as Ohio State, where you're like, okay, well, can they get in with a three-loss season? Well, maybe they can, and maybe they can because the win over USC, if that happens, would be enough to boost them if there's a whole bunch of three-loss teams. Mm-hmm. But, it sure would be nice to win, but it doesn't eliminate them.
No, it's not an eliminator game. But I think these are the type of games where you decide, how do you measure up with the best of the best?
Mm-hmm.
And a loss would kind of be proof positive that you're not on that level.
Well,
and that would cast doubt as to whether or not this team would make the playoff.
But there's also good losses, bad losses, and every loss. Okay, we're talking about this in regards to making the college football playoffs. There are no good losses.
I was going to say,
but if you lose this game, 33-31. And Texas hits a field goal at the end of the game to win it is much different than if Texas if it's 45-14 and Michigan was never in it. There's a completely different feel after the game in those two scenarios.
What does the game come down to? Because that's the second part. How does Michigan win this game? Because they're touchdown dog, more than a touchdown dog.
I guess we do have, 2 hours and 20 minutes? So we could start this now. I could go into this for a long time.
You got a lot to say.
The easy answer is they find some rhythm and some guys grow up. And was last week the first experience? They've looked better in practice, and that was the first. The lights are bright. They had a few moments, and whether it was one guy on a play offensively or two. You've got to have those 11. Sharon told us about that. Basic football 101. Do those guys finally get comfortable in that environment? Because not only are you going to be in the big house again, it's not Fresno, it's Texas. Everybody is coming from Texas around the country because it's the Greg Palm game of the week. That's why they're coming.
Yep.
But this is the biggest show. This is the biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah. How they win this game, to me, I mean, it's going to have to be the cliches, but they're even more important in a game like this. Turnovers, red zone. I think those are two areas because Michigan is an underdog, and I believe deservedly so, an underdog at home. So how do you steal a game that you're, quote, not supposed to win? You end up plus one or plus one in the turnovers. They kick a field goal where you score a touchdown. Like the 4-point swings add up over the course of a game, stealing possessions and stealing points because, like it or not, I know Michigan is the reigning national champions. It's a new season, and they are rightfully underdogs against a superior Texas squad. Even though the game's in Ann Arbor, they're going to have to steal this one.
Time of possession.
Sure.
You've got to be able to run the ball, convert third downs, and string those together. But they also need to end up in six, not just three. Now, you can settle for three a couple of times, but you've got to be able to get in the end zone. So time of possession. Field position will be, I think, as big as time of possession in this. If Tommy Doman can do the coffin corner kick, right, and pin Texas inside the 5-yard, inside the 10-yard line, make them go 90, make them put together a 16, 17 play drive, nothing big. So eliminate the big plays, win time of possession. Like, we're talking about all of the basics of football, and that's really what this game comes down to. Who can execute the basics the best? If Quinn Ewers goes Oklahoma on Texas, then yeah, Michigan has an opportunity because they were able to drive the ball 80, 90 yards against Oklahoma, but they got inside the 10 and he would turn the ball over.
Two picks in that game, I think, just for people to maybe not remember. Yeah, a couple picks for Quinn Ewers in that big spot.
And
Red
he threw
River.
An interception. And it was, he kind of has those bonehead moments where you're like, wow, 95% of the time, this is clearly the best quarterback in the country in college football. And then those other 5%, you're like, what the hell was he doing? Like, those moments do happen. Now, if he eliminates those, just that in itself makes it very hard for Michigan to win this game.
248-539-9797. How do you guys view this? I said I do think this is a make-or-break playoff game on both sides. If you remember when we did our brackets, our playoff predictions, I had Texas in, you had Texas out. You had Michigan in, I had Michigan out.
Yeah.
Like, I know no one will be eliminated today because of the 12-team playoff. But you get credit when you win, and you do get blamed if you lose.
Sure.
And a loss here, to me, would cement either Michigan is not ready for this yet, the transition from the previous regime to today.
I don't think it cements that. I said, it makes it harder.
Cements that they're not there yet.
Correct.
Yes.
But they could still be there this year.
Well, there are more games to be played.
Yes.
But I think it would be an early tone setter that says, you're probably losing this game because you aren't dominant running the ball, right? You probably lose this game because your quarterback situation isn't good enough. You probably lose this game because your defense, as good as it is, wasn't great when it needed to be. These would be huge doubt cast. This would be a lot of doubt cast upon the season for Michigan. And I could say the same about Texas, by the way. If they lose this game as a touchdown favorite, they got to go through a gauntlet in the SEC. They're going to lose another game, probably against Georgia, and maybe another game beyond that. They would be sweating it out. If you lose this game, you really put yourself in a spot where you're not mathematically eliminated, but it can be the decider for whether you get in or not. It's not too early to say that.
Okay, yeah. If you're taking into context and making up what happens the rest of the season, sure. If they lose two more games and they lose this one, then yeah, does it decide? Sure. But is this the deciding factor? Is a loss against Oregon or against Ohio State, is that the deciding factor? It's a cumulative effect.
Yes.
But the way the question is worded is, right now, this game will decide Michigan's playoff fate. And I think you got to say false right now. Simply because it's week two in a season where you're going to have 12 teams get into the playoffs, because they could run the table after this. They could learn a lot about themselves, make some adjustments, and run the table. They could also, it could also send them in the tank.
The other key note is it's not a conference game. Meaning you could lose a lot of non-con games, but if you win every single game in conference, or the majority, you lose one loss in conference, you'll play for your conference title. And if you're in the conference title game and you win, you will make the college football playoff. I just mean Michigan's not viewed as the favorite to win the Big Ten. Texas is not viewed as the favorite to win the SEC. You need these. You need these games for resume builders.
There's no question you need them.
248-539-9797. Tom?
I think red zone defense is going to be huge in this. And that's how Michigan has beaten top teams the last few years.
Teams that have been heavily favored.
Yes. That's really the recipe for Ohio State. If this defense is as advertised, I think they should keep this game very close. So that's where I'm puzzled by John taking Texas and the points. That's a head scratcher to me. Jim, I want to ask you, who do you think's better, Oregon or Texas?
I think Texas is better.
Yeah.
All right. So you got a chance to beat Oregon, a better chance to beat Oregon in your mind.
Sure. Yeah.
So then that's why it's false for now.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come in here and put up 30 some points and Michigan puts
can't do anything offensively, yeah.
That'll be the red flag. It's how they lose, I think, if they lose.
248-539-9797. Good ticket text coming in. Your thoughts on this matchup? Is this the game that decides whether Michigan makes the college football playoff or not, or too early? That's a false statement. And then the breakdown. What decides this matchup between the two schools? 8:02, you'll hear Dan Dickerson's call of that Parker Meadows Grand Slam. Excited to talk a little bit about the Tigers. I know it's a football Friday, but when they do that, you carve out time to talk about your baseball team, who is not yet dead. It's 97.1. I said we have Lions tickets to give away for Sunday Night Football. I said we'd do it in the 7 o'clock hour. Take a look at the clock. Any minute now. One of two chances today to win a pair of tickets to Sunday Night Football. Lions games, the hottest ticket in town. We're talking about Saturday, Michigan and Texas. And a question of, obviously, what's at stake with this matchup and what decides this matchup. John, I really... You can't say that they're eliminated if they lose this game, but I do think it would push you into one camp or the other. They are a playoff team or they are not a playoff team early in the season. If they were to beat Texas as a touchdown underdog, it likely says that they got it right enough on offense. The defense is maybe as good as they were last year. It would make you feel like you got a playoff team in Ann Arbor if they beat Texas. If they lose, it's likely because your quarterback room isn't good enough. Your defense wasn't good enough. You didn't dominate the line of scrimmage as they have in years past. And it would cast doubt as to whether or not you will be in that 12-team playoff.
And because Sherrone Moore is now the official head coach, you start building a resume. Was he able to beat Penn State as a favorite? Yes. Mm-hmm. Was he able to beat Maryland? Was he able to beat Ohio State as a favorite?
Yep.
Yes. This would be the first time that he was able to win a game as an underdog.
And as of right now, Michigan will be underdogs in three games this season. You're going to have to win one of them if you want to get to 10-2 and feel comfortable that you're a playoff team. This is the first of several huge games on the schedule for Michigan.
Yeah.
As to what it comes down to, you know, it gets the cliche, but it's, I said red zone. And I said turnovers. If Michigan, if they're sloppy with the football, I mean, it could get ugly. Same thing. If they can force a couple Texas turnovers, they give their offense a short field like they did against Fresno early, got a quick score, and now Michigan can play with a lead. And I think they're a team built to play with a lead in terms of run game and pressure up front.
And it also put pressure on the other team. Pressure. I mean, Texas is coming in knowing they're a 7.5-point favorite, knowing what they did against Colorado State versus what Michigan did against Fresno State. And the matchup that I can't wait to see, I am so excited to see, is Michigan's defensive line versus Texas offensive line.
Thanks, Tony.
That's not the matchup I want to see at all. But it is.
Thank God that's not televised.
It's Derek Moore. It's Mason Graham. It's Kenneth Grant and Josiah Stewart.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to be a dominant defense, you're going to face other quarterbacks that are good quarterbacks. Dylan Gabriel, 41 of 49 in his first game. Now, you could say, well, he wasn't challenged much, but he's a good quarterback. And if you make it to the playoffs, you're going to face other really good quarterbacks. How do you defeat a good quarterback? Well, you pressure them, and you make it difficult to throw the ball downfield. So if you could pressure with four, because there's, correct me if I'm wrong, five offensive linemen.
Yes, John.
And there's four defensive linemen. The math says someone is going to be singled up. It's not always going to be Mason Graham. It's not always going to be Kenneth Grant. And yes, I would anticipate they'll add a tight end, but when you add a tight end, you take a receiver away. When you add a running back in, you take a receiver away. So at any given time, you could have a couple of double teams up front. If that's the case, whoever is singled up on those chances, you have to win that matchup. If Mason Graham comes off the ball and he realizes I'm one-on-one with this guard, you have to win. Same with Kenneth Grant. Same with Derek Moore. I mean, you go right across the board because that allows them to drop seven into coverage. And every once in a while, I do expect that they're going to bring five, maybe six, maybe bring Zeke Berry off the corner like we saw him do last year with Mikey Samuels still, or it's Jayshon Barham, you know, from the linebacker position. Like, they're going to add some of those in. You've got to win one-on-one matchups.
Michigan's D-line gets a lot of love here. And by the way, rightfully so.
Yeah, good players.
Texas O-line, four starters back, Banks the left tackle's an NFL guy. The group has over 140 games that they've appeared in, more than 100 starts with the five guys up front for Texas. This is a veteran team. They've seen stunts, they've seen twists, they've seen blitzes, they've identified them. This is, I don't want to say a great O-line all across, but it's a really good offensive line that's played with one another, seen a lot of action. That's the matchup that I think is, like, if you want to geek out,
oh yeah,
such a big deal. And if Michigan's bringing blitzes, it's going to test not just that offensive line, but blitz pickup, Ewers' ability to get the ball out. But it all starts with the five up front for Texas against the four for Michigan.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're going to line Jayshon Barham up over the nose, and again, try and create one-on-one matchups. That happens. Center can't help either guard. You're not going to get help from your tackle because you've got edge rushers. Now, all of a sudden, you have created a situation where you're one-on-one across the board. And you've got to win some of those matchups. You're not going to win all of them. They're good players, too. And you mentioned all the stars. I mean, when we talked about Jalen Carter coming out of the draft, what was one of the things that we had mentioned about him is the ability to win one-on-one matchups, the ability to win against double teams. You want to be talked about as a top 10 pick, as a top 5 pick? Here's your opportunity. Go out and do it.
248-539-9797. Ticket Texter has their recipe for victory, John. I want to give you all their ingredients and you tell me if you agree, all right? Pathway to victory. Don't rush more than five too often. Let the front four plus Barham eat. Ingredient number two. Mullings for 25 or more carries. That would be part of a winning game plan for Michigan. Presumably you'd be in a close game or with the lead if he's getting 25 carries. Loveland, 10 catches. I mean, teams are going to try to take him away. He's a great player. 10 catches feels ambitious.
Yeah, but I mean, when you listen to, it is ambitious.
Yeah.
You listen to Will Johnson, and he talked about it. We tried to take him away all you know, fall camp, and it was hard to do. Defenses are certainly going to try and do that, but if you're using all your resources to stop Colston Loveland, it's the same thing. If you double Mason Graham, somebody else has to make a play.
Well, but the
if you double up on Colston Loveland or you triple up on him with the safety over the top, all right, now is your opportunity to create an opportunity for Donovan Edwards in the pass game. It's an opportunity for Fred Moore, Samaj Morgan, all these guys to step up and make plays.
Right. When you double on the D-line, I think the D-line's more proven. Like, there are better, like, the receiver room's sure. not proven. So, yeah, it opens up for guys who otherwise don't have the same level threat level as Josiah Stewart does or the other guys up front on the Michigan defensive line. Anyway, just to finish their recipe, Orji gets 10 carries or more. Receivers Morris or Morgan need to have a big game. Just one of them at least needs to have a big game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure, in totality, that's a ton of running. That's your best offensive player being featured. That's not having to blitz. Like, yeah, all those things to me are part of a winning formula.
But I also go back to, I mean, when Michigan was going into the Rose Bowl against Alabama, a lot of people were not picking them to win. And even though they were the higher ranked team, but there was a rhythm to the offense. But that was being called at that time by Sherrone Moore. Now, Kirk Campbell was a part of putting that game plan together, but he wasn't the one calling the game. How much of it is Sherrone Moore last year, not just the offensive line, not just the weapons and the quarterback, but simply the play calls?
Texter says, Costa, this is the second game of the year. Teams have hiccups early. You're putting too much stock into this. John is correct. It's only week two. John is factually correct that it is week two. To me, there are certain swing games on the schedule, and they are played at any time in the season.
Right, but the luxury Michigan has, as does Texas,
is overcoming that.
More swing games.
Sure. All right, we have a winner for those Lions tickets. Matt in St. Clair won a pair of tickets to see the Lions on Sunday against the Rams. Lions VIP tailgate as well. Eastern Market, it's all from the Bullseye Group. Lions VIP tailgate is back. Bullseye Event Group, all you can eat and an open bar 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets today. You'll have one more chance to win tickets later in the show. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.